Yeah, I can. Steven injured his hamstring yesterday. We kept him out. I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to be real significant. He will be ready for the first game. I know that'll be the next question. And then the second one, I'll go ahead and tell you, wasn't the hamstring. It was the left hamstring. Last year, it was the right hamstring. So does that take care of what you need to know there, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got that taken care of.
How did practice go today?
Yep.
It looked like it was a little calmer and guys were easing into things today.
Well, I thought that there was some good competition. I thought on the blitz period, one side won the ball. The next period, the next side won the ball. So it was, it was back and forth in terms of guys going out and working against each other. So I felt we got some good things. We're making lots of mistakes structurally, but we'll get those cleaned up. We've thrown a lot at these guys through the first 5 days that we've been here. So there's, a lot of information going around in the head. We've got some young receivers that are getting a lot of playing time, and then we've got some guys that are new to our team here just in the last week. So we'll get them corrected. I think the guys have a well-deserved day off tomorrow, and then we'll come back and get rolling on Thursday.
Did you
Mel talked about being more of a leader and teacher with Tony gone and young receivers. He didn't have Roddy and Julio this offseason. Have you seen him take on that responsibility with
Well, Matt has been a leader of our team really from day one. I think he identifies things that he feels will make us a better football team, and I believe he believes, and I believe that he needs to have a voice in what we're doing offensively. And that voice is to make sure that everybody's on the same page of what we're trying to get done. So I think he's done a very good job through the entire offseason working with these young players.
Coach, after two practices and pads, what are you seeing from Jake Matthews? Just thoughts on him and how he's handling everything.
I believe he's still on a fast track to be our starter when we open the season. He's got great balance. He never seems to get out of position. When he does, he's able to recover. First two padded practices are very good in terms of his pass protection and run blocking.
How was your execution? How did you think about your what did you think about your execution in the 2 minute drill today?
Well, the situation was that we needed to get some points. It was the end of the half. I thought that the first group did a good job. We changed it up a little bit and had the ones go against the twos and the twos go against the ones. And I thought that for the first time, it was pretty good. We made some timing mistakes in terms of what we want to do and using timeouts, but that's something that we'll work on. We'll get lots of opportunities to evaluate not only what we do, but what other teams do during the season. That's one of the things as a coaching staff, you're always looking at time management, and I don't know that it was as clean as we needed it to be today.
Getting back to the offensive line, do you find with Coach Tice here that those linemen are getting out, pulling a little bit more, running a little bit more than maybe they had?
Well, I think schematically we're doing some things that are different with Coach Tice. And I don't really want to talk specifically about what kind of blocking schemes that we're using. But we want these guys to be bigger and stronger, but we also want them to be able to be athletic because we're going to ask them to do a whole lot of different things, not only in run blocking, but in pass protection as well.